Yes.
Well, sorry, which camera is which? Who's looking where?
Me.
I'm there.
Where am I looking? There.
No, I'm gonna move there. You. So the camera's gonna move.
We have two cams.
So no. Camera which are?
Layla. I'm just gonna move around.
Okay.
I'm gonna move you.
Okay.
Which one am I looking at?
This one.
Okay.
Moving with you. Yeah, I'm good, boss.
Camera one rolling, camera two rolling. Please put your phone on silent.
Is this thing, are we gonna hear this baby girl?
Layla, Kaya, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, unless if you're rusty.
Aye, rusty.
Right, audio rolling, camera one rolling, camera two rolling. Action.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of On The Table. I don't roll alone. I never do. My name is Sippy.
I'm DJ Black Velvet Chomotso.
And of course, your church girl is here.
Ghost Lady's also in the building. Ghosty, how are you? Hey, a little bit of... Show us exactly what you're drinking with your voice. Tell us.
It's champagne.
Champagne, darling. Champagne, darling.
And today we've got a really, really amazing guest. It's going to be a very confusing episode because there's going to be two Tippies in this episode. But for now, can I be the Tippy? Because it's our show.
Just this one time. Just this one.
We've got the amazing influencer, multi-talented Tippy Vundla, who's going to be chilling with us today. It is a special episode because this is our last episode for the season. And no, just so we clear, our episodes are not going to be an hour long. They'll never be an hour long. This is what you get every single time when our episodes come out. It's always just such an issue of everyone saying that it's too short, it's too short. That is what you get. That is our episodes. We're giving you a teaser of ourselves. Sippy, how are you doing?
I'm wanting yourself, my love.
We're good. We're going to be sitting here today. You're going to be joining the ladies. This is the ladies' podcast.
Okay, cool.
And
well, thanks for having me.
Just acquaint on the table. Yourself with our amazing ladies on the table. Mm-hmm. Today, I want to... Ghost Lady did the nice things for us.
Thank you, Ghost Lady.
Who was
oh, guys, they saw our last episode at Premier Hotel and they were like, "You ansa khauli." So we're going to like sponsor you for the episode. And that was Josie Streets, guys.
Thank you, Josie Streets.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So today what we're going to be doing, we're going to be rolling back on all the episodes that On The Table have brought for you. This is from the start when I wasn't there, when all the other ladies were there. And of course, we'll get an input from you, Tippy, to tell us exactly whether or not you agree with some of the topics that we've had, your opinions on some of the topics as well. And just to talk about you and what you do. Hey, before we go any further, I want to do this for you. I had a surprise for you. Oh, I knocked my car, by the way, trying to get this because I turned yesterday. But it's fine. I'll pay for my own car. So as On The Table, as all the ladies today, we would like to gift you with a portrait of yourself.
Of yourself.
Thank you so much, guys. It looks just like me.
It is exactly
so
you.
Gorgeous.
I see that you can see it says, here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to know the back end story of that. So the reason why I said it's going to be a very confusing episode is because Tepe and I, for so many years, have been getting confused. People have been confusing us and been saying Tepe is me and I am her. Yeah. On my comments, they'll be like, "Oh, hi, Miss Vundla."
You're like, "Hey,
wrong Tepe.
Babulana is me."
Someone drew you thinking that you. Yeah,
they drew Tepe. So Shane, this talented guy, his name is Dennis. He did portraits for all the DJs at Y.
Oh.
And they were handing them out, and I was sitting there thinking, "So where's mine?" And when I got to the office, they said, "Who's this?" And I'm saying, "It's this is me." Said, "No, it's me." So we decided to bring it for you and bring it on the show.
I'll frame it. I'll just crop out the YFM because I'm also tired of getting tagged with YFM, and I'm not getting my coins from YFM.
Yeah, I feel you.
Ladies, let's start from the very first episode, right? They were talking about ukubekezela. And I'm talking about people who've been in relationships for many, many years. I might sit this one out a little bit. Because as you may know, if you've dated anything past 15 men, you cannot be bekezeling. Let's talk about bekezeling, ladies. What do you feel about it? What's your take on it? More so from a relationship perspective and from a marriage perspective. Tepi, let's start with you.
Ukubekezela. Are you bekezeling, Tepi?
First of all, I've always been a relationship girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. So I've always been in long-term relationships.
Ah, she's the bekezeling one.
So I was like, wait.
I'm really not, but I think to a certain degree, like, you know, if you look after me, like, you know, I'm the tray, plates on tray, whatever, you look after me, I'll look after you. But you know what? Like, if I'm in my mood, I'm sorry, you need to deal with that. At that moment. Yes. And that's what I love about my partner. He doesn't expect me to cook every day. He'd be like, what mood are you in today? Must you Uber Eats it tonight? Or do you want to go out? So I think I'm very lucky to have a partner that doesn't expect it from me. But if he gets it, he also appreciates it. So there's no pressure on me. So that's what I love so much about Jay also.
But then Ukubekezela is quite broad, right? Because this also entails, you know how people are always saying, yeah, we've had such a strong relationship. Our relationship is so amazing. And my woman is so strong. You know, she... The word strong, I reiterate.
The worst word in the world.
I reiterate, she's so strong. She's seen me through so many things.
You're basically accepting BS, basically. Yeah, you're accepting BS.
What are the so many things, guys? Tell us.
Open it. I'm opening it up for you guys.
No communication.
No communication.
No accepting of love languages.
The bare minimum.
Yeah.
The bare minimum. You know why I said Utebi is the biggest selling type? Not to put it in a bad way, but because I can relate, because I've also been only in long-term relationships.
She's only dated two people, by the way, and married the second one.
That's fine. No judgment. When you know, you know. There's no need to be dating everywhere.
Yeah, no, I've never been that girl. I've always never wanted boys around me. That's just me. But I think when we talk about Ukubekezela, when you get into a relationship, first of all, that individual is his own person.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And you are your own person. So there are certain things that you're bound to learn about this person that you may not necessarily like. And when you do get to a point where you perhaps have an argument or you fight over something, say you saw a message on his phone. I'm just using that as an example because it's mostly what women go through, you know. I went through his phone, then I saw this message from this girl. And half the time, you know, maybe sometimes this guy's not telling me the truth. But because he's convinced you so much and he's showed you maybe remorse or he's been able to dribble you like men dribble, that's bagazelling. That's saying maybe, okay, he may have learned his mistake. He got caught, but he learned his mistake and he's not going to do it again. And you're giving him the benefit of the doubt. While on the other end, some people would be like, Mamela, ujolele.
That's like,
there's no way about it. Hey, I'm that person
correcta.
As well.
Behavior correcta.
I always say, guys, for me, it's always been that you choose your battles. And begazelling is in every relationship. The thing is, in what degree? So there are certain instances where it's like, you see, because normally when we say begazelling, people think go to cheating. Whereas begazelling can be the daily small things of maybe your spouse doesn't like to, like, put their socks in
how they speak
bucket.
To you.
So that is begazelling of, you know what, you choose your pattern, you go, you know what, I'll just put the socks inside the basket for him. That's my biggest.
That's what I'm learning with Jay. Jay thinks I have the same attitude with everything. So the socks in the washing basket will have the same reaction as him not coming home at the time that he said. So I'm in the process of learning to be in reaction. I got to find it like there because it's completely different things. So yeah, that's like maybe one of my things that I'm struggling with and learning also.
But also, don't you feel like it's also slightly a trigger of our past relationships?
Of course.
Of what we've been through. I mean, Seppi, you've had quite a public ex and relationship or whatever the case may be. Luckily, none of us have. But in that case, it doesn't mean that we didn't go through the triggers and we didn't go through the traumas that kind of define how we react in our current relationships, right? Because those were the traumas. These were the begazellings that we were going through. Things like verbal abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse, things like that. They weigh very heavy on how we sort of interact with each other and interact with the next person. Have you found that as a trigger as well in your current relationship, considering how your past relationship went?
Definitely. It was very hard and Jay was very patient with me, which was great.
Before you go there, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you and I feel like that's unfair, but now that you say that, he was very patient with you.
Yes.
Would you have been as patient knowing his issues?
Good question.
Had he had the same thing?
I think it would have, like, because we're all human. And, you know, I think also just people go through different traumas. It's not just trauma from relationships alone. It's, like, how you're raised and everything. Like, mm-hmm. I know I'm an impatient person, but, like, if you really love someone, you're willing to, you put in the work.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Jay was willing to put in the work, and I appreciate that so much about him. So it was very tough. Like, there were, like, trust issues because I was also cheated on and stuff. So, but he was patient and he, like, he reassured me and stuff. So kind of... like, we moved pretty fast, but it was also, like, he was also being, like, gentle person at the same time. And it I didn't know. Yeah. And it was, he was gentle and genuine, and I never experienced that. So it was very nice to do that. And we were going 5 years in November. So, I mean...
Happy anniversary in advance.
But I think what puts Jay in, so, in sort of, like, a pedestal is the fact that he was... rather, you were also open about what you had been through, and he was also listening and not just getting into a relationship with you.
Yeah.
So I think even if it was the other way around, if Jay had gone through some traumatic experience, if you are open to the person that you want to enter into this relationship with, I think it's an easy, it's easier to work out because then you're both on the same page.
I think also starting out as friends, like, makes a huge difference. Yeah. Like, it's not like you just jolla. Like, Jay and I used to be so tight and just sit in the car and just talk for hours, and like we were very friends. So like I think having just
like Tip is my twin, guys. Tip is my twin.
Let's just think like this.
Like, yeah, for Chevrolet baby, I'm looking at you.
So I think like having a friendship base in relationship also helps. Like, you know, like I think you become more open and you share more things. Like, if you genuinely trust me with your person.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with Tepi Vundla. For me, Ugubegezala, in my current relationship, it's way more easier than it was before. Because before, with my ex, we were not friends. Now that I look at it, we were not friends. But but with my current, we are friends. We talk things through. We understand each other. Guys, I've even learned not to shout. Hey, pala mina ya tetisan. But I've learned, I've learned not to shout and to be just expressive in a calm manner. Wait for yourself to be calm before you say things to the other party.
So now and he's begging for you.
No, he did. He did.
How
he did.
Cute is that?
And I appreciated him. Because Namia Begezela.
Yeah.
And I'm still Begezeli.
No, I hope it's a good type of
Begezeli. No, it's Begezeli. A good type.
Let's change, let's change the narrative of
Begezeli. It's a good type.
Negative, the next episode, of course, these ones were done with Dineo. Thank you very much, Dineo. You held, you held it down. Wow. You were amazing. And the chillers definitely miss you. The one night stand.
Oh, guys, can I just tell you something about that, ne?
Have you had one?
No.
About to salivate.
And that's gonna week.
Okay.
No, so I was there when they were shooting that episode. That is when we had just started auditioning for these roles. Mm-hmm. And guys, the topic ne just sent me. When they started speaking, party one night stand, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I know, guys, I'm not going to win this. I'm not going to make it.
You have no input or anything.
I got no experience.
There's no relatability.
I couldn't. I remember, like, WhatsApping my husband. I was like, Ndwam, one night stand up and that's next. Like, I thought that was going to also be my topic, you know?
Yeah.
I was so nervous, guys. It wasn't even funny. Like, shame. I don't even know what went in on that episode because I was gone.
Oh, one night stands, guys.
Tepi,
no, I haven't.
Tepi, which one?
You. when I say Tepi, I'm going to say Tepi Boon.
Okay, first and last name. Mm. I've never had a one night stand, contrary to popular belief. Cats are a lot of guys. Not that much of a beach. Yeah. No, I just am a very connected and attached person. And I believe in, I know, right? I'm about to say I believe in sexual energies. I really do.
Yeah.
And every sexual energy or encounter that I have is really genuine from my perspective. It's something that felt right for me at the time. And I feel like if I have a one night stand, it really won't feel right for me.
Yeah.
Because if only you don't know my name. Google me. But like, still, you don't know my name.
But the question was also that sometimes a one night stand also happens without you thought it would go further, but it just ended up as a one night stand.
Or so more than a one night stand.
Have you had a one night stand before? Back in your wild days?
Just one. Yeah.
Did you guys know each other's names?
No. I was actually overseas.
That's a good one.
Shabbat Swam Swam. Amsterdam.
That's a good one. Did you guys say hi? My name is, or you just, how does it work?
How
guys?
Does it work?
Do you even speak English?
Yeah, I actually found out afterwards that he's some massive YouTuber. Like massive. Fuck. I was just like, oh, cool. We met outside my hotel lobby in New York. And then we went out, took me out, showed me all the clubs in New York. And
I know who it is.
No, you don't. Get that.
We went out, we went back to my hotel. I like hid my passport. I was just like, none of my shit is missing. I hid my dollars. And then, yeah, it was cool.
Was it in your hotel room?
Yeah.
But then what is it?
It was very scary.
Okay, so there's consent, right? Mm. But there's enthusiastic consent. Mm. And there's the consent where you say, this is what we're going to do, both of us. Mm. Because if we're consenting to having sex, mm-hmm. I didn't consent to have a one-night stand. But I consented to having sex with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, engaging with you. Mm. But I didn't expect that the following day you delete my number, block me, ghost me.
And I kicked him out.
What happened?
I kicked him out. I didn't let him sleep over. It's like, thank you.
You're like, thank you for your service.
What's that saying? Thank you, ma'am. Don't think.
Bam,
thank you, ma'am. That's what it was. Like, you can leave now.
Was it worth it?
Bon. No, it was. I was just like super scared because I was like in a foreign country and I was by myself. So I was like,
yeah,
cool.
Anything.
Then I like Googled him. I was like, oh, shit. This is Googly, like a legit baby. Person.
And then you regretted it after?
No, like he was short, so. Yeah, it was not going to work, also. Yeah.
Okay, a big YouTuber who's short.
Who's fine enough to get Peppy Boone.
Guys, I know you will do the most. Find him.
Fine. Don't try and find out. Him.
But if you do, guys, do. I'm a one net stand condomize, guys.
Of course, always. That's so important.
Safety first.
Always.
You're putting other children in danger.
Mm. Yeah, I know a couple of friends who've.
On my night stand.
Yo.
That's the
I know a few that actually lost, got pregnant the night they lost their virginity. I think that's even worse.
Yo.
Shell. I think that's worse.
Sorry for laughing.
That would be so miserable.
Yo. Imagine.
Yeah. But I mean, I promote body positivity and I promote everyone's right and choice with their body. Mary, stop it at the stopes.
Well,
okay, that's
what
I was
saying.
Take it there.
Yeah, it's there for a reason.
It's there for a reason.
It's safe, it's legal. Mm.
It is what
maybe
it is.
They just wanted but to keep the baby.
Fetus deletus at the stove.
Also it goes, I think it would go also according to the person's control upbringing. Mm. You know, like maybe the principle of saying, Uguti, abortion is killing a child. I could never do that. I could never be able to forgive myself, let alone like having to answer to your parents, for example. Uguti, so where's the baby daddy? And you'd be like, I don't know.
Maybe that's actually another conversation we should divulge in when we have these conversations on the table.
Definitely.
Because that's, when we return. If we return. I'm trying to go with the suspense. Okay, let's go to another episode. Side pieces.
We did side chicks and side pieces.
Where was that? I was in Durban. So you tell me.
Because I had a side piece once.
I was broadcasting at the number one regional commercial radio station. Before I get fired at my current job.
I had a side piece and it's worth it, guys.
Really?
Because it's my current now.
Hala,
no more side piecing.
It's worth it. But you're not scared that he would cheat on you? Like, do the same thing.
In the beginning, I was because I then took those trust issues and brought them into the relationship. Because, okay, so this is how we met. What if this is how we end up? You know, but because communication, befriending him, understanding, okay, some things do happen for a reason and that's why we're still here. So, side piecing, guys. It's for the win. But so, obviously, if you do it with somebody that you really like.
So you.
But people get hurt in the process, ne?
Yeah.
So do you guys get into an arrangement? You're good to I'm a side piece and
it doesn't even happen like that. We as no muntu, na no muntu, manje muntu akumtshela nini? Anko sure yes babe. Asizomtshela mara. Akuna stress. That's how it starts.
So he told her there's someone else. He just didn't break up.
No.
Told her.
He told me that there was someone else.
Don't you feel like then
when he ended that relationship, the previous girl?
He had to.
So you said there's someone else.
He had to. She suspected, so he had to.
You're not scared of Tagate, what?
Ah, boy, I'm going to go to the house.
Return to sender.
Now you know.
Now you know.
So having that conversation where if I know that you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, in that way you are being conditioned. Because that also means this, the main doesn't know, obviously, right? And okay, let's not go main side because not a lot of people love to have the main side conversation. But if you are telling me, Kijola Luena, and you are saying to me that I have a girlfriend... You have a girlfriend, sorry. You are in essence saying to me, I must be conditioned. Okay? Yeah. So you're in essence saying, if my phone rings, I will stand up and you must understand. If I don't answer my phone at a certain time, you must understand. Because you know that I have someone, but the next party doesn't.
But then it differs because it depends on the type of relationship that you guys have with the person. So with my side at the time, who was my side at the time? The relationship was, we used to work together. We enjoyed each other's company. I knew he had a person. We then started talking about our people. Then he would tell me, it's okay,
oh,
now.
So you also had a person now?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. So two people were hurt.
So two people were hurt in the process. But, guys, it's Tepi, easy Tepi, when you guys communicate and you talk up. Yo, Tepi went in.
That's Mashed Fingers making a debut in it.
Woo!
Yes,
so when you guys talk fingers. About it and you guys have an agreement, you're like, okay, guys, we've been side for Nako Ekana. So what's the plan? Are we going
to
continue?
How long were you guys each other's size? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. 2 months.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad. 2 months.
And you guys knew. How long have you guys been dating though?
5 years.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well done.
You see? 5 years. So you're not scared of what, you know how they say, what's it, come as a bitch.
I felt bad.
Yeah.
I felt
really
bad.
Did you still
really
bump
bad.
Into the girl and your ex?
No, we actually do have a relationship. We don't talk, but we are cordial. With,
oh. with the girl?
Yeah.
Why is she still in your life? Is
because
baby
she's baby mama?
Mama
number one.
Yo!
So.
Oh, you guys are
No, we're cordial. Like we're cordial. We respect each other.
Oh, that's good.
But it's something that you guys have to really, really communicate through. You know, because there's people in the end. People get hurt. Now we're bangaketa in the end. But I
yeah,
still,
that's what
I'm
I wanted to ask.
Pieces.
Aren't you scared of, you know how people say how you got him is how you will lose him?
Getting a faster
people always have something to say, so I'm not scared.
Okay, you're just taking it.
No, I'm taking it as it comes.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, she says it's been 5 years, so I think.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. No, I'm just asking Jay just to put it out there because I've never been a side piece and I don't think.
But I did feel bad. It's not a nice feeling to know how you are the reason. I did feel bad for some time. At some point, actually wanted to call her so we can have a woman to woman talk.
Woman to woman.
Wait. Let's so that the episode doesn't go on too long. Of course, we'll go for an hour, but I want to delve into this one particularly because of our guest that we have today. Let's talk about toxic friends.
Oh my goodness!
You are in knee deep in an industry filled with toxic friends. You've let go of a few, many we know of.
I get so touched every time like friendship is brought up because
I told you
guys
Tepi
are friendships.
Is my friend. We are best friends from today.
So like firstly, I'm such a loyal person. Like I'm so ride or die down for you. You tell me I've killed someone, I'm asking you where we buried
it. Yes, Tepi.
That friend, okay.
I'm bringing
and
the
I
shuffle.
Will accept your everything, okay? Because we're human beings. And then I'll reach a final point. I'm like, I actually cannot do this anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm also one that shuts down. So I won't even be like, you were wrong.
Uh-huh.
You did this. I'll literally detach. Like, you must figure it out. Watch
yourself.
Yourself. And like, I've been hurt, like, in terms of, like, over guys, over work, over campaign. You know, I'm just like, right now I'm in a space where I'm so good with just being friends with my sister. Like,
yes.
I have, like, my close people.
Yes.
But, like, being home with my mom and my sister and my person and we just drink and get drunk together. That's where I am right now because I'm just like, friends have screwed me over so many times. And, like, I'm really open to making new friendships. So I'm just like, where do you even start? Like, do you ask people, like, what's your favorite color? Like,
what do you like drinking?
Those kind of friendships, those friendships kind of happen mutually,
actually,
right?
Yeah.
But in this industry, it's kind of hard because we know this thing of it's what you benefit from the next person. Ghosty, at least you're quite lucky.
I'm lucky with a lot of industry people, like, in terms of the influencer space. Like, I just go to events and I stand in a corner, to be very honest.
You don't go with your friends? To be honest, I've seen you with your friends there.
It's very
little. Still your friends?
Maybe no, they're still my friends. But like, I can probably count them on one hand. Like my friends, like who I can have. Like all the people I had my 30th birthday. So it's not like my 30th birthday was all fake people. People, that's the last celebration I had in December. All those people I love and adore. Like Bonang was there. Zola Mbona. Who else? Tango from the river. Like I love those people. And when we get together, it's a good time. Like we haven't been to each other's houses. It's not like we go to Tasha's lunch with the girls with Jameli. But when I'm with those people, like it's a genuine good time. But I think like they're very different to the influencer space. So when I go to events where it's like an opening of a store, I'm literally in a corner because I'm like, all these bitches but are damn fake.
Are they not now just industry friends? When you say that,
you
guys don't even go into each other's houses.
It's
like, are we throwing around this word friends loosely?
I think so, yes.
You know,
but
we invite people, we've got numbers now in our party.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think the difference is we're okay chilling together without having to post one another. You get what I'm saying? I think that's the difference. We're comfortable to sit without having to post on social media. Yeah, and I think a lot of friendships are like, I'm with Tippy right now. Let me tag, whatever. Like, we can genuinely have fun. Like, if we see each other, because also I'm a mom, so I don't get to go out and have fun, like, a lot. Mm. So when I do see these people at an event, I can sit with them literally for 4 hours, just kneel and talk and talk and literally talk about everything in life. Mm. But we just don't have the time to go to each other's houses. As I said, everyone at my 30th birthday was everyone that I genuinely love. We have each other's numbers, whatever. It's like, but that's, I said, the difference between the influencer space and then, like, actual celebrities, because I also find it weird being called a celebrity and I just see myself as a digital content creator / influencer. But like to like a Bonang, to another influencer in my space, it's worlds apart. Like I will not sit down with majority of the influencer girls because they're more fake. Like I can't stand majority of the girls in my...
It's more content creation.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen this a lot. And I've been doing it for 10 years. Yeah. And I'm just like... Okay,
I've been seeing this a lot, and especially with the friendships in this industry.
You're 19. I can just say to you, you know,
I watch them from a distance, obviously,
it's
because
all very
I've got the liberty to see both worlds. And I sit there and I'm like, I literally chomi Luna. You know, when you look at them, you're just like, I don't know, chomi mole. All you guys ever do is sit and you're on your phones and you're content creating each other and you're tagging each other and you're doing what videos. Without those things, what do you guys have in common? Without those things, what are your values that you guys share? What are the, you know, these ideals that you guys both share? Do you guys get along with each other? Are you guys able to sit in one space for a whole weekend without using your phones and your cameras? So I always once again feel like this word friends we throw around so much, and because
so easy
in the in the industry, have you heard anyone friend?
Chummy,
friend,
chummy, friend. Like guys, I've got two friends,
and that's so okay. Yeah. Yes, and it's and you save yourself so much time and peace. Also,
you know, friendships for me are really, really like a personal thing because I'm just like you. I'm like I love you with all of me, and I would do absolutely anything for you. But I've learned also the hard way and the painful way, you know, you might be a friend to them, but not necessarily, they are not necessarily your friend.
Yeah.
You
also,
can be
I can't trust people as friends with everyone, like every social circle, you're there.
You're there.
Even the ones who don't like you. Because like, they are sharing one thing in common, is you. Let's talk personal boundaries, drawing the line. This is also another conversation the ladies had. Where does it come in? I say, Ghosty, it's much easier for you because really nobody knows you. Even your Instagram is incognito. Nobody really knows, you know. Yeah. So your boundaries are quite clear and you know where to cut it off, right? Yeah. I'd assume.
Yeah.
No, say something.
No, I think mostly it's just about when you are at peace with yourself first. And then you know what makes you happy. And therefore, you make sure... it's almost like you package people where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just... first, you have to be content with yourself and create that boundary. And they know how to interact with people. And they kind of like understand from word go, like where they should. You know, how far they can come into you and how far they can, you know.
What's the one boundary that no one should ever cross with you as a ghosty?
Maybe it's like you picking up the phone and just calling my husband.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, listen, even I felt that.
Yeah.
What?
That's a boundary. Like,
Yeah, no. And that's your friend. It's not a mutual friend at all.
Yeah. Unless it's really like your close friend. But I'm just saying, someone just because of excitement.
Unless it's an emergency. You know,
they you're planning a surprise
you.
Party, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. There's but that's also bits.
Yeah.
You should know my friends also.
So personal boundaries for me is more about... Wait, before I get into that. You know, as a people, I find it so offensive that we want to dictate to each other on how we should live and experience life. Mm. It's almost like we should all have the same experience, but I should decide how I want my life to be, right? Mm. And in doing that, there are certain things that I wouldn't do as a person, ne? And you will push me, you will sort of like want to force me into doing them. And the minute you start enforcing your ideas and imposing your ideas on, because it's my personal space, it's what's going on in my head. If the minute you start imposing your ideas on me, I feel like that's a boundary you have crossed. Because I said I am not comfortable doing 1, 2, 3. And you can tell when someone means it and when someone is just, oh no, of course, we can have a mimosa. Mm. Right? Mm. But when you start pushing and almost as if you're trying to prove a point that you are not the perfect person or you don't have it together. Because that's what I get a lot from people, that they would think that I portray having it together. Mm. And in no way am I portraying that I have it together. I just don't enjoy certain things. And I don't enjoy doing them in the amount that you enjoy doing them.
So, Lulu, are you trying to maybe say that you don't like to be tested?
No, I don't have a problem with being tested. But also, watch what you're testing me about.
Don't impose your shit on her.
Mm. Watch what you're testing me about.
Okay.
I mean, me not wanting to go to the club with you has got nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay.
I just enjoy... I don't enjoy being in the club.
And what she likes is a friend. And I think, you know when you have friends, and those friends, you need to know... I won't go to Tepi if this is what's happening.
Yeah.
I won't go to Nolu if I've killed someone because she's going to pray for me. I'm going to fetch, you know? So know the friends that are there for a reason. And I also think in part of the boundaries, it's the... We try to put so much on one person. Mm. So you must be everything and you want to find it on one person. And that's where the problem comes.
Mm. Yeah. And also part of the problem is that the minute that I don't partake in whatever it is that you decide on, I now become the outcast. Mm. I now become the target.
Yes.
But guys, I enjoy us having brunch and cheese boards together. Mm. I just don't want to go to Shisanyama. Mm. Mm. It's not my vibe.
It's not your vibe, unless I'm DJing, guys.
Ladies, does size matter?
Ooh. Absolutely not.
That was episode 7.
Can you drive? Can you ride? Doesn't matter.
What
guys.
A car?
No, yo.
Their size matters.
I think you're just making the less empowered men feel very good.
Yeah.
So
and it could hurt you.
And it could hurt you.
So I think it's just about you just need to know how to use it.
Know how to use it.
Can I tell you guys something, right? And tell me if you agree with this or not. I saw this recently, and some girl was saying that I was speaking to my boyfriend once, and I said to my boyfriend, your dick is not...
Why am I loving people?
Listen, yes. And I low-key agree, but listen.
Mm.
She's like...
Oink, oink.
Yo.
We're not even finished.
Okay.
She said to her boyfriend, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact words, but she was basically saying that your dick is boyfriend dick. Mm-hmm. It's not one night stand dick.
Okay.
Right? Mm. And she went on to... reiterate to say, your dick is boyfriend dick because it's the dick I can have every day. Mm. Mm-hmm. Because in essence, it's normal size small dick that I can really take every day.
Okay.
But we've all, you and I, ladies, as we're sitting here, we all have vaginas, I'd like to think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not okay, cool. Which I ask. I mean, this is important to ask. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. With that being said, big dick is so.
It is, yeah.
Can you take big dick every day?
No.
Can you relationship?
I broke up with someone over that. It was not fun.
No, that's what
you said. Will
not
take.
No, Ghosty, no.
What did Ghosty say?
No. And it says a lot about. about who you're with.
Do you not see that Wakanda outfit?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Drop mic.
Should I leave this episode?
A moment of silence for the Wakanda outfit.
Wakanda outfit.
Google it if you're curious.
That's Tepi. A good one.
But you're still there, Tepi. So it's not the size. It's who you want to be with. Do you see that you're inconsistent?
You're inconsistent.
You're an inconsistent one.
Maybe Jay just knows how to, you know? Mm. The other one was just doing it for the sake of doing it. Hey, like guys. I said, it's important to know how to use
it. Know how to use it.
So it's not a matter of size then, if that's what we're saying.
Because imagine it's big and it's curved. Yo, hey, guys.
Because also the thing about big dick, and I know many people are going to collaborate these statements and talk about how, you know, lubrication, things like your body needs to be ready, etc. And we get that, except to a certain extent, guys, big dick will get you a little bit dry somewhere down the mix of things. And you'll get
dry
to a point. Can you do five? Okay, no one's
trying to
do five. Yeah,
babe, sometimes you just do it for the sake of doing it to please your person. You're not always in the mood. So you will be dry where you need some assistance.
And there's lubrication for that.
Yeah.
And so, there's eating pussy for that.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, we want to just...
Guys, this is why you need to be with somebody who doesn't mind eating the shit out of you. My person can do it every day. Eat the shit out of me and I'm happy.
But the full show every day.
No. Not every day, every day.
Thank you.
But that's the thing. We don't have sex like every day, like how people would assume. Just because you're with Jay every day, Lunala Palaman. No, that's not how it is. There's days where you're like, oh God, take me now. And he would participate. So imagine he has a big dick, he doesn't want to eat you. Wow, lemata, guys.
You know what I like about men, eh? Or what I think is a special talent about men. Well done, guys. I think this is a really clear talent that God has given you and you alone. Is this waking up at 3 a.m. for sex?
I'm that person.
Come hello.
That was right over my mind. Yeah. Like, I'm happy. I'm like, let's go.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Satan's hours. And you say, that's what you want.
Wait,
and
then the thing, don't you, okay, like, you know when you kind of lose your sleep? The only way to fall back to sleep is to get that.
Yes.
Lullaby.
It's a lullaby.
The best sleeping tablet. Yes.
I sleep alone, so I wake up to the electric. The only reason I wake up is because I'm burning from an electric blanket. It's burning my ass. So I ask this because in those times, you really do. And I remember when I was in a long-term relationship, right? I would make sure that I do it like this. You know when you just want to ride him till he arrives to his destination just so you can go back to sleep?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was my thing.
So but you weren't enjoying it. You were doing it for him.
So you were literally just doing it for him.
100%.
So all the time. That's what we're saying. Sometimes the big dick, it's just not going to work for those days when the guy is hard and he just, you know, and you're not feeling it. Hence, that's the right size then becomes, you know, the right size for you, obviously.
Is it offensive, the conversation this Twitter girl had with boyfriend Dahai, to say that yours is boyfriend dick?
She shouldn't mention names. That's how I was laughing because I was reading like the thread and the responses. Like, I didn't see a problem with it because I think it's a conversation like every couple should have.
Have you had it in a relationship? Every couple?
She said should have.
Should have.
Should have.
Okay,
should
so have. Today you might want to have it today.
And that's what I'm saying.
I mean, now personally, I don't know how I'd feel if somebody would say, your vagina is... I don't know. Is that a compliment? I don't know.
That's true. His wife's vagina and the other one is...
You know, as much as we open in our relationships, and maybe some things just keep to yourself.
No, but maybe she was also trying to hint, just like, baby, be freak nasty. Because you need to be freak nasty time to time. You don't have to be
every day. Then don't put it out on Twitter.
Thank you.
Why is that not a conversation that we are having together? Good to know. Maybe, you know, sometimes...
And let's be honest.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you heard also, Nolo?
What?
It's different positions. Obviously, can accommodate.
Mm.
Different positions, you know. So even if you're dealing with the bigger size, just know which position to do that accommodates the
most. So you have to explore, basically, with your person. It's all about exploring.
Like, we can't be hating on...
So that girl has communication issues in her relationship.
Let's move on to the next one. I can't go, wanna...
Arikata. it's last episode.
Special so edition now. If it goes for an hour and a half, I don't want to see.
No wrapping up.
Okay. Money and dating. So Pio and I know share the very same thoughts on this one. You know, let me start by saying this. The comments were wild.
Yo,
what were people saying?
I mean, people were saying that how shallow I was and how I just will never find love and because of a preference that I have, which I still have. Your comments didn't do a damn in my life. Yes. Thank you very much. I will still opt for money over love.
Yes.
Let's go on. What's your thoughts, ladies?
Money is very important.
Money is very important.
I love money. Mm. I make money.
Yes.
So it only makes sense to date someone that's,
boop, boop, boop,
that loves me, that can give me what I can give myself.
Yes.
And more.
And yeah, of more. But like also, I'm not also the type of girl to be like diamond walk every week, everything. Jay knows, because Jay and I are completely opposite on this topic. So Jay told me from the beginning, it's like, listen, I'm not that nigga that's going to take you to diamond walk every week, every what, every date and me. What's the word?
It's a small street every once in a while.
Not me.
Yeah. It's my man holding hands.
It's a showbiz, Shanje.
Hey,
where?
It's my 150.
It's what we can afford. It's what we can afford.
Back to Tepi Bunda.
Tepi, go on.
In fact, I secretly buy for my husband at small streets.
It's a secret. He doesn't know.
What are you buying?
This was like 1.2. I'd be like, oh, baby.
There's clothes there, Tepi.
No, but like, if it's a gift, like, is it just... Yeah, Tang and Joe was an anniversary gift.
Maybe not an anniversary gift, but just me see a t-shirt and you're like, oh,
just
you
a random
notes,
it's just birthdays, it's nothing big.
My boyfriend could never. Yeah?
Tepi Vundla was talking.
Tepi, you were saying. Yeah.
Sorry, so what's that? Where's that stage, man? Where someone's charming you? What's it called? The score word for
courting.
It? Yes, courting. And Jay told me, he's like, listen, I'm not that person. I was like, okay, cool, because I literally thought we're just kicking it, like literally just having fun. And then
I love how you talk about Jay.
Jay.
Duwa.
Get well, guys. Jay, guys. In the words of Kumuto, akabalwanga.
If you're not balili, we should go aga tepi vula.
But when you,
me no one akabalwanga, guys. Kenambole bagasal
yadal balili. Let's go on.
So, Jay is more of an experienced person. I'm a more of a, maybe you can call me materialistic. I love handbags. I love shoes. I love wigs. Nah, I'm that girl. But I also love experience. So Jay and I came to a conclusion where we could say, okay, birthday anniversary, I'll show up for you. But Jay, unless you got like something like a big campaign, then we can look at it, whatever. But Jay and I decided like rather we BMF on a holiday where we both get to create memories together. Also, that's why we also always show up for Siba's birthdays, because like that's a thing for the whole family and seeing our kid happy. So it's like also just deciding and coming together. Like you can love money, like love handbags, whatever, but when you meet someone, you need to decide like, okay, we can spend money, but what is it our thing together, where it's not one-sided, where you just seem superficial, whatever. Like, you know, it's nice to be treated and spoiled and be bought nice things, but also it's so much better when you buy it yourself. Like Jay gets shocked every time I buy myself something like very
queen.
So, and it's like I'm like, I can do it myself, so you must also see that what you must, like, how you must spoil me.
What
yeah.
I like about what you said, Tebi, is that you in the beginning you said Tebi Vundla, you said you want to be in a relationship with someone and you
and then
I'm trying to paraphrase. Guys, things are happening here. But basically you're saying you're not going to ask someone for something that you can't give for yourself.
That's very important.
And that is where most of us lose it.
And I still maintain.
Do you know what I can't stand on social media when girls like Sabaweli vacation, Sabaweli
I still maintain
iPhone 12, what? I'm just like,
well, yeah,
one, where are your parents? Two, can't you buy it yourself? But you're expecting men to do these things for you.
Even worse, like, at Sabaweli KFC.
I still maintain, guys, run away, run as fast as you can from a broke girl that's constantly wanting money from you but can't put shit on the table for the both of you guys.
Yeah, because you should be able to help your man when he can't do it. Like, you know,
if you can't handle if it's a problem, if it's all the time, but like life happens, you're all affected by COVID, whatever, you should be able to help your person. Like, obviously it depends. I think dating in your tax bracket is very important, and it might seem super shallow, and I might be dragged for this because I've been dragged before for saying
something like that. Know what tax bracket
that's
is.
What I'm saying. It's some weird seeing people wanting things that their own parents have never even given them, but they expect it from an indota.
Yeah, I was about to say, listen.
Okay, you can aspire. You can you can aspire. Yeah, you can aspire for it. But if it's an expectation, like entitlement, then it's weird.
Yeah, there's a problem when it's entitled. That's where the problem is.
I also agree with what you're saying on the sense that if you've never experienced it before, and I mean experienced it is even close to experiencing it. Mm-hmm. Example, if you say you want a trip to Dubai. Maldives, example, and you've never been to Mozambique, or you've never been to
just Cape Town,
to Durban, and yourself, you've never taken yourself there.
Okay.
Then that's a problem, you know. You are what we call entitled. But if you're sitting with your boyfriend and you've had this life, you've been having,
and you're building together also,
and also in this topic, I also mentioned I've got my own. You know, so I don't expect to sit here. And I've been through relationships where we've tried the broke, we've tried the I can afford, we've tried it all. Ha, ki, sa, ba, tla.
She's had enough, guys.
So now I'm saying,
it's okay.
Yeah, forget my parents. My father was a technician, and forget them.
Yeah.
It's what I can afford for myself, and it's what I do for myself. So it's even in the small things of you can't go out and want to order starters, main dessert, three course of it's what I do when I go out with my friends.
Yes.
So if you cannot come to the party with regards to that, it's okay.
Yeah.
Let's not do it. It's not my preference.
Don't get caught up that my parents
forget about my parents. They're living their own life. Yes. I'm my own individual. Yeah. I'm living my own life. I'm on my own trajectory of life, and this is what I want for myself. It's unfair to say this is where your parents are and this is where you should
be.
Should stop. It's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
Because there's a certain life and preference that you want for yourself.
Yeah, that's why I say you can aspire, but that's absolutely. You can aspire and it's fine.
In the very same way, though, you can't aspire if you yourself, when you get your salary, it goes straight to credit bureau. It goes straight to MBD. You can't buy yourself even the smallest things. Yeah, that's a problem.
Don't aspire. Because then you go to the next man
and you say, I say, mash ki kupa un regele Bentley. When I don't even have a
Toyota.
That is a problem for me, and I understand that. And I also have a problem with going on social media and seeing girls who are like, if your man can't buy you cosmetics, come on, come the
buy your
a MAC lipstick is $2.99.
You can't buy yourself the simple exfoliator. Those are things, it's embarrassing even to be asking your man to say, kick but child daddy cosmetics. What the fuck?
And you guys speak so confidently about it on social media, like people buy me a wig. Buy yourself a wig. So in essence, what we are saying is that
Stick to hippies if you can't afford.
Yeah, keep going.
Double whammy. It's also a double whammy, right?
You know, there's also way when women want to equate their beauty and all the things they've done.
Yeah.
It's almost like now the man must pay. Is that also fair? You see, now you put on your makeup, you put on your wig, you come for a date, and he's loving you. He sees you. Is he now does he have to pay?
Are you a prostitute?
Good question.
I don't think he has to pay.
Good question.
But he has to know the caliber of woman that he's working with.
Oh, okay.
So to a certain extent, if you can see, and yes, I know, you know, you can come in and look pretty and your home can be a completely different issue. You know, your circumstances can be a different issue. Yeah. And we forget about that when we're sitting in these circles because we sit in privilege.
True.
And we forget to talk about circumstances. Mm. That there are people who, unfortunately, yes, we live in a shack or whatever the case may be. But now, this is what I want for my life and this is what I expect from a man. Is that wrong?
You know, the problem, I don't think that's...
It's the circumstances wrong. I grew up in, and that's not me. That's just how I grew up. It's not how I want to end up, though.
That's why I say I use the word building. If you're willing to build, but like if you're just sitting there and you're just like, oh, my man got 9 to 5. Watch what he pays taxes. He brings groceries home and you're not even like putting a CV together.
Exactly.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Okay. Wait, I feel like Sebi Vunda was like, watching that episode.
Yeah, you're just sitting here, you're just waiting, like, I'm going out for lunch with the girls, and you just put your hand out. You're just like, but are you cooking dinner? Like, small things, like, are you cooking dinner for your man? Are you being a person?
Are you being a nice person?
You're just sitting there waiting for him to come back from work, and you want to go out and expecting to have fresh hair. the lipstick, the handbag and shoes, then you don't deserve it.
Do you know why I think men have a problem with these statements is because we operate, like you said, from a place of entitlement. Guys. Amadoda know exactly what they're getting themselves into.
But they finish. Sure,
they
watch
you from a distance. And they know Utsebi likes going to Nomad. But do not come and put Nomad in my face. Do not tell me you have to take me to Nomad now. Or else. I think it's the way in which we communicate these things that we think men should do for us. Whereas you taking care of yourself should be your one and only priority. I mean, not anybody else's problem. It's your problem. Then when the guy comes and says, babe, so how much actually do you spend on cosmetics in a month? Then he's opening room for you guys to communicate.
Okay.
But don't force it on him. Don't treat 100%. Him like you're not his child.
Can I put a double spanner on this? As much as we have entitlement, so do men. And we never address it. I don't sit here and twirl for men, just in case you're wondering. This thing of men have entitlement on women's bodies and women's pussies, and we don't speak about
That's true.
Men are able to sit and have the conversation of, and here's another thing, just a quick disclaimer. This is the opinion of the women that are sitting here on this table today. Because I think I see many times on the comments, it feels like an invalidation where they're saying, I feel like a man should be sitting here to give their perspective. That will happen one day, except don't invalidate our opinions. Because you're saying you want a man's opinion. It's how we feel, it's what we experience. And that is enough on its own. So I also feel like I put a double spanner on this, right? I also come through as a devil's advocate to say there's a sense of entitlement that comes from men as well. Men expect women to treat them a certain way, to do things in a certain way for them. But when it comes to the providing aspect, that's when they decide they want to sit out of it. Because then when you're now speaking of the providing factor, now you're being a gold digger. Now you are being entitled. Except you sit and you say, I must speak to you in Jengendot. I must treat you in Jengendot. I must cook for you. I must lay pussy when you want to. I must do all these things.
But you now, don't give Jengendot.
And I think at a certain point, Jengabu chills. Men, what do you bring to the table?
A dick.
And what else? Because now I'm suffering to keep in mind. Let me measure. I'm suffering to keep in mind. What do you bring to the fucking table?
It's always what you can get. Some people become so selfish. They just want to receive. But what are you giving?
So dates
giving becomes monetary at some point. And it's a very...
So date your type. If you like taking, date a guy who likes giving. Date your type.
You know what someone once said to me? A guy I was... I don't know, I was dating.
No, you only dated two for
now. Okay.
For you to think.
They won't
But he said something very profound. Irrespective of what you
must
guys
your
think.
Must
have been your
husband.
Must have
been that.
Three.
Two. What am I now? It's one is.
Yeah, mesh. Yo.
Okay, come on, body parting.
Take two. Take two of them.
You're taking over from
take two up on the table.
Love me from a distance. Say?
Profound thing.
I was reminding you.
3, 2, 1.
Yes. So this guy was saying to me, love me from a distance. And at first I didn't understand what he meant, because like I just really wanted to be with him. Like, guys, I loved the guy. But over the years, even though I'm not with him and it didn't work out, but I got to understand what he meant.
He
was being very honest in a very polite way and gentle way. He was saying, watch me. Watch how I do things. Study my character. And when you if you see that this is what you're willing to live with, then it's okay.
But we live in times of social media now where a lot of bullshitting is happening. So now, when you're watching someone from a distance, how do you know
this is someone being genuine, or now they're doing it for the gram.
But you see, now you wouldn't go as far as building a relationship with someone just based on what you see on social media.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
Mm. Yo, I need desperate. Guys.
Not desperate.
Guys, because social media is also almost like showbiz TV. Mm. It's like me wanting to date Queen Moroka because I think that's the kind of person she is in real life, and she's not.
But some people can't tell the difference, eh?
Hi, then is this dengue?
Besides not being able to tell the difference, there are men who can sell it till the very end. Till you're in it.
Mm.
And you realize, hi, we actually don't have what you say it is. And if you go on my podcast, you'll see when we talk about consent,
mm-hmm.
you consent it, and they say it's part of non-consent, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say, example, if you come to me, if I come to you and I say, this is what I have, this is what I do, this is who I am, and you have sex with me, and later, because I'm having sex with you based on who I know and what I've agreed to, because that's the type of person that you are. Later, I find out that you're not that person. Mm-hmm. It's not consensual, because I didn't agree to that person.
To that person.
I didn't agree to the person that you actually are. I agreed to the person you told me about.
Mm. Yeah.
And also, when you like someone, you genuinely like someone, sometimes we overlook the things that we should be paying attention to.
The red
flag. So even though you are looking from a distance, like to her point, yes, it's my fault, but even though you're looking like at a distance, but because you love this person, there's so much that you choose to overlook. You're like,
I think also our problem as women is we see potential.
Naitanda gave potential. That's your biggest downfall. It's your biggest downfall.
Potential to take care of me.
Yes. We've been conditioned to potential. Ladies, let's move on. Let's talk about baby showers. All of you here have had baby showers.
I've had two.
You've all had baby shower drama.
I just want to say, I think I started the baby shower trend.
Yes! Do you know your kids older than 4 right now?
No, but do you see my baby shower though?
She means the glam baby showers.
Yes, the glam.
Not that alone papa list chule mautwana. No, like my first one in the garage. No, she's not talking about those ones.
And yours is valid too, my friend.
And it was valid. People were there for you, yes.
And your people were there for you too.
People and bought gifts to your baba.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
But the question is, did you plan your own baby shower or did your friends plan it for you?
What's
the
Jay planned my baby shower.
I was about to say R50 if she said Jay.
Yeah, Jay planned
Jay
your baby
planned
shower.
My baby shower. Aww. So I started setting up the night before, and then I left the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Salute DJ Jaws after chillers. Sorry.
So they started setting up. Nono events did my baby shower. And they started setting up the night before, but I was just like, oh, you know, virtual. Then I left the house to do my hair and makeup.
Aww.
And I came back, I was like, whoa.
Did you expect it? Were you expecting something different?
Babe, I was expecting something chilled, not like a wedding. Did you see my baby shower today?
I did.
Please, go down my Instagram.
All the way to 4 years ago.
She was 24.
Chillers got theories.
Somebody said on social media that we guys have like the most glamorous baby showers because we don't get married.
Shit. Shit. What do you have to say about that, Sepi Vunda?
You know, I'm so okay. You know, people actually are very obsessed about Jay and I being married or not. Okay.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Jay knows I want a ring.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
I send him ring pics all the time. But Jay knows I don't want a contract. Why must I sign a contract to declare my love to Jay? Like, we can build together without having to be married. Like, where we are, we're fine. And I'm okay with that because I've seen so many marriages around me, like, not work out.
Mm.
And I'm okay. Like, my parents are not even pressuring us to get married. And we're good. So like when Jay didn't do that thing because he was not going to marry me, Jay just knows that tennis is interesting, clear? And he did that and he wanted to make me happy because he knew how tough my pregnancy was.
Of what you're saying is, and I say this because I see how many people even on Twitter you've had to say,
Sirai.
Do you almost feel like every time you have to explain, pardon me, corona and stuff, do you almost feel like you always have to explain yourself on that regard? And do you have to? Do we need to know what your personal relation is with your person? If you guys don't get married and you don't explain to anybody else, it's really up to you.
It's up to you.
I didn't find the need to explain. And then Jay was on with Mac G and Sol, like that recent podcast that he did with them. And they were talking about fights and set, whatever. So Jay and I just recently moved together also, like a few months ago. So they were talking about it, and then Twitter was like having me, and like I've never found myself having to explain.
Mm. And to like, I just let things be, whatever. And then I was like, it was one day, I was like very nuts. It was like a shit day for me. And I was like, actually, go fuck yourselves. Like, I'm not interested in like the pressures of Jay having to marry me because now we have a kid together, whatever. If Jay and I decide to get married, that's for us to do. His parents are not forcing us. My parents are not forcing us, whatever. Like, Jay just knows I just want a wedding and a party to celebrate our partnership. Mm. And my person understands that.
And the pressure doesn't
and
end.
That's all that matters. If my person understands our parents are not pressuring
and
us and forcing things.
Understand what you guys are doing.
Yes, that's the only thing that matters. Yeah.
And look, me talk with you guys. Like, nyanzelegang, I chat this. Just because
you were not there when we were having sex. You shouldn't be there now when we're talking about matrimonial
issues. This is why I was saying, Gucci, people feel so entitled to prescribe.
I was about to say, and it's unfair for us to say, once again, I'm being the devil's advocate here. It's unfair for us to say people must mind their own business when we've seen your relationship in the public eye.
Yeah.
We've seen it on Twitter, we've seen it on Instagram. You show us what you want to show us. And as much as we could say, you're going to consume what we want you to consume.
Yeah.
It's not a reality because that's not how people live. That's not how social media works, right? They will dig even deeper and they will dig even further and you'll need to explain your life even further than what you should. Mm. And that's what celebrity culture has always been. And let's be honest, your boyfriend has been a celebrity way before there was a celebrity culture.
Mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend was a celebrity before there was even social media.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are at the point where you're a celebrity, he's a celebrity, you're a content creator who are now new celebrities. Now this is the trajectory that you're moving in.
Yeah.
And you're going to need to explain your life further than what is comfortable for you.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't find that I have to explain a lot because Jay is more private than I am and because my work involves me sharing my life, being an influencer. People want to know where I am, what I'm eating and it's the weirdest job ever and it's very self-centered. Yeah. So, like, it's,
brands want you to do campaigns.
Having mimosas.
Like, no!
Yeah, like it's very weird but Jay is so private so like I've actually cut back and like not shared like so much. Like Jay and I do so much that I don't post. Like, you know, and it works for us and he's actually calmed me down. And I'm just like, it's actually okay not to share your Ginto with the whole world. And like I felt that I had to share.
Yeah.
You share what you want to share.
Yeah. Like I decided, I'm just like, no. Like someone asked me, like, you know when you play those Q&A questions on Instagram? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, a picture of you and Jay's mom. And I was like, no, I'm Tino Mama Gache, like,
I saw that. And you're like, he's quite private about his family. Why would I post?
He doesn't post his mom. Why? Where do I come in and feel the right to post my mic on my Instagram?
Did you ask him for permission with that? Or like, do you have a conversation with that? Okay.
I just know. Like, it's just common sense. Also, that's like the distance thing you're saying. I'm like, I see my man not posting my mic here. Why would I find it okay to post his mom on my Instagram type thing?
Yeah.
This guy's just common sense sometimes.
Ladies, let's move on to the next one. I want to talk about, okay, we talked about baby showers. Let's talk about baby mama drama.
Can you enjoy that episode? Do you know why?
Mm.
It was fun and educational at the same time.
Mm.
Like,
actually, the court part.
Yes.
The court.
You know, sometimes people need to be educated in a way that is not a classroom material type. Because had that been maybe like on whatever other channel, maybe most of us wouldn't have watched and taken interest in it. Mm. Like, I've never had baby mama drama, but I'm drawn to that particular conversation because, and also because there are so many misconceptions that were made right during that conversations. That conversation.
It's about the child, not about you.
It's really about the child, not about you. You also need to do your work as a mom. Keep your receipts. Keep your receipts. You know, you want to go to court and you think that these guys, they favor the men more than they favor the women and the child.
And in actual truth, when you walk into the court system bringing the drama there, they will tell you if it's the guy that brought you in, if it's the dad that brought you in, they will tell you and they will repeatedly tell you, okay, this is not about you, sister. It doesn't matter how this dad hasn't been around for 5 years or 6 years or whatever the hell time he hasn't been around. It's not about you. It's about the child. He's here now. He wants to participate. Allow him to. But the fucked up part is when you give them the access, they end up not following through.
Yeah.
But you have a right. If he doesn't follow through, you have the right to go back to court and tell them that we have a parental agreement. This person is not sticking to it. Can I have sole custody of the baby?
So, I mean, ghosty Khumoto and I, we've had our opinion on this one. It's Nolu Tepi. And Tepi who haven't had an opinion about this. What do you feel about baby mama drama? And particularly what we'd raised in that episode was the issue of access, right? On the fact that a man can disappear for many, many years and then come back years later and want to be an active parent. Or there can be inconsistencies in this man's activities when it comes to your child. And I want you to particularly think of your own, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to think of your child and I want you to think of your child. Mm-hmm. If you were in a position where there was a man who was in your life and when you get to this point, he disappears, right? When he disappears, he keeps saying he's going to come fetch your son. He's going to come have lunch or McDonald's or whatever. Pick child up at school. And every time you have to go back and rescue the day because he doesn't come to the party. Eventually, he comes back and wants to sort this thing out. What do we do then?
I'll be mad, first of all, because I'm petty and I hold grudges, right, as a person.
Yes.
But then, but also I'll think about my Siba. Let's say if it's me, like my situation. I'd wonder, is Siba asking about his dad? If he is, then I would try let him see his dad. It will obviously hurt me because I know this guy is going to hurt Siba or whatever. But I also can't deny Siba, especially if Siba's asking to see the dad.
Mm.
But if Siba's not asking, me and Siba can move on with our lives. Hey, like, I'll keep...
So Siba doesn't have a choice in this matter because the court can then decide for you if... Siba
what's good for Siba?
But what's
good
the percentage of men asking, going to court to ask to see their children?
Unfortunately, I don't have the stats, but there's a lot. I've seen
And
lot.
Also, they the very same through. Men who come through sometimes, and we don't
they're
take
genuine.
Away from those who genuinely want to.
Yeah.
But there are those who come through because on that time, but they won't come back the following day. So at the court, they'll say, this is what I want to do. And because we're not tipping, you're not letting me have access. Then come 2 weeks, 3 weeks after, they go back to their usual ways.
That's why I'm saying when it's like that, then you have the responsibility to go back to the courts to inform them that this is what's happening so that when you breach or when you break your court order, it's not your fault. They have all the details.
It's tough because like I don't know, like I haven't experienced that. So it's very hard to say. But like I think as a mother, you do anything to protect Mdanako, you go like in
our guys, shit would hit the fan.
With me,
straight up.
Yeah. She
go sweat the family first before going to court. Like it's things like that. Like before we get to court, how are we dealing with it first? Do I go to?
That's why we go to the family advocate because the family advocate is the.
Before we get there, what is his family saying?
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. That's my.
It depends on the values of family. I feel like some mara black people families we
you
so
apologize so much for your opinion. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't ever apologize for your opinion. And I feel like that's what you do a lot on the episodes.
I do a lot.
Don't do that.
Guys,
it's
we are
how
so
you feel, it's your opinion, and if somebody feels any different in the comments, it's their
feeling.
Okay, Nimzulu Tepi. I was saying, guys.
Once again,
moving right along.
Okay.
I'm saying black people, we are so dysfunctional when it comes to family. There's a lot of kids out there that don't know the other side of the family, but because mina no babo mtwana siyalwa, the family doesn't even get involved. You know, grandparents, it's mostly the maternal side of family that really see through. We give them these values, we teach them these things. But the paternal side, a lot of the times, guys, anfagi effort, can't fagi any effort betuna before ni sise koti.
That's why I'm on the same page on this because in as much as umdana ingo wam nawe, but what not
you obviously.
The twins
said.
So my question would be, Papa Dabs, Papa Mabazi, like Batini, because they know what Unolu has a child with Usolomzi. So why has,
you know, I hear what you're saying there, but I think it becomes very complicated when men, because you know how men are, men leave their marriages and then they get a side chick pregnant. Then they keep it from the wife. Now you obviously can't now take the child to be welcomed at home and Msebenzi done for Umdana, and then Umdana has bad luck all their lives because the dad was hiding the child the whole time. So
okay, that's different. Now I think that's different. But in the space where we girlfriend and boyfriend, like you and Jay, you have a child but your relationship doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Jay's family knows that you guys have a child. So, Martin,
and they have a relationship.
What are they doing? Exactly. What
if
are they doing?
If they're dysfunctional, they won't care. If they're dysfunctional, yeah. there's no oh, order yeah. in the family.
Ladies, let's not dwell too much on it because we've got a little bit, two more that I want to discuss. And this one I also want to discuss very much because you're here and you've got a son debating on whether we judge parents on whether not, or not their children can speak their mother tongue or not. I open it up to you. I open it up to you.
Then she laughs. I'm tired of getting DMs. Can Siwa speak Xhosa? Can Siwa speak Spedi? And Jay speaks more Vernac to Siwa than I speak Vernac to Siwa.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay speaks Spedi to Siwa. I speak Xhosa to Siwa. And Siwa hears it. He can do what we're telling him to do in Vernac, whatever. But he responds in English.
He will converse. Yeah.
Yes, he will converse in English. That doesn't bother us. Like, Jay will be like, try say the words. He's still three. So we're not like, no, wait. And we're not like crazy about it. Because I know my Xhosa is not proper Xhosa. Because my mom's from Port Elizabeth. And Port Elizabeth Xhosa to Joburg Xhosa is very different. But it's very different. You can tell. Because even people like, are you, but you Joburg. I'm like, no, because I taken after my mom. I didn't grow up at Pai. So I think I'm okay right now. I'm not forcing it too much on him. Like, I speak Vernac to my mom. To my dad, it's strictly been English. Like, strictly, I don't recall ever, in my 30 years of my life, I don't recall.
And your dad is?
Xhosa.
Okay.
I don't recall speaking Xhosa to my dad. Like, he was even shocked that Siwa calls Jay Dad. And my dad was, I've never called my dad Dad. Yeah, and like, even Jay sometimes, like, where did this come from? Like, Dada? Because it used to be Papa, and all of a sudden it's Dada. And I'm like, I don't even call Jay Dad, the type thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not fussy about Siwa speaking Vernac right now, as long as he understands it.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's with these cousins, it's not going to be like looking at them like, yeah, what are you saying? Whatever. So I'm not too bother about it. And they actually do Zulu at his school. So mm-hmm. he sings Zulu songs. I'm like, I don't even know the song. Okay, mm-hmm. Nana. Go on Google. Just sing. Yeah. Right. So it's like, fine. So I'm not too fussy about it. Yeah, as long as he can hear what we're saying to him.
Yeah. So a funny thing happened.
Having read the comments, Nolu, do you have anything different from that? Because I don't want us to be repetitive because we've all been in the episode.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new that we're going to say in this episode. Mm. But having read the comments, is there anything different that you felt from the comments?
I don't... There's nothing different per se, but I think my husband watched the episode and he's been very... What is the word?
Cognizant.
Intentional about
as well.
Teaching our son is Xhosa and getting him Xhosa books. So the funniest thing happened, which is what I wanted to share with you guys, just the other day, I think Friday or Saturday morning. So he has this Xhosa book that we got for him. And he's like, Mama, you need to start reading this book with me. I'm like, okay, yes, we'll do it later when you come back from school. Ate, Mama, Xhosa people... Xhosa people. So Xhosa people don't wear clothes. Because the front of the book, the cover of the book,
abanxibanga. Welcome to your culture, Mala.
Mama, so Xhosa people. So Mama, Xhosa people don't wear clothes. Did you, is it? Adi, yeah, look in the book. Did you, so when now what do you speak? He looks at me, he's like, Xhosa. I'm like, then you should take off your clothes. So he's like, no. But I see the importance of it.
Was that before or after the episode?
It's after the episode, to be quite honest. Because I'm really not bothered by it. But, you know, if even him learning and knowing how to converse and do certain and say certain things and identify animals, counting and whatnot in his language really didn't bother me. But if, and it doesn't take away anything from him in him learning that language. But it's funny how he pronounces the words. When you say inja enxinxinga isiXhosa is injana, then he'll be like injana.
have you guys seen the video? There's a video of this kid and someone sent it to me, like, this kid reminds me of Siwa. So it's a kid going to the mom and he's showing a cat. I tell mom, Mom, pumigazi. Pumigazi. The mom's like, what? Pumigazi.
Pumigazi.
No, it's a no from me.
But at least they can say it.
Yeah.
They understand what it is.
That's what understanding. And my child's not looking like a moron to the cousins.
Yes. 100%.
It's fine. And if it's at school, because they're still going to do Zulu at school and everything. And if we can all converse, like, some people's at that stage now, we can't even gossip in Vernac anymore. We're just like,
was a lame bastard.
What? Okay, what okay, we'll talk later.
You know what I've also, just after we had that episode and just the conversations I've had, is that what parents need to also be cognizant of is that even regardless you choose to speak, whether vernac or you just choose to speak English with your children, the children will probably ask you for answers one day. So bear in mind that might your child be like, but mom, why didn't you? Why didn't you try? Why didn't you do? So it's a very thin line. You have to answer it.
So do you feel like you're then making amends for that? And what I love about this episode in general is that I read the comments. And I love that we're having this chat now because it's almost like a learning factor for ladies,
the future,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, Khumutso, for you, it was quite different because you were saying that your kids are generally multilingual. And what I also didn't like is the fact that you ladies were very misunderstood in that conversation. And I get why you were misunderstood because a lot of people were then thinking that you just want your children to speak English because you're busy. And that really wasn't the conversation that you were having. You were saying that these are the factors that cause us to be where we are. I love my child, of course. That's not even negotiable. But these are the conversations. These are the reasons why I cannot sit here and say, le inkomishi ngaphakathi amanzi. You know, things like that.
I'm bonjour. And
ngiyaphuza yabo. You know, things like that. Do you know? Things like that. And I feel like you were very misunderstood on that perspective. And I even saw the comments. And I saw there was one, in fact, I engaged in. And I never really... I mean, I see Khumutso engaging on it. I never really... made an effort to sort of go through the comments and look at them and read them. And I appreciate every comment that comes through. Thank you so much for your interaction. But in the very same breath... it's quite stressful to comment on all of them because
all of them.
Most of the time we're very misunderstood based on our opinion, which is valid, by the way, in the very same way your opinion is valid. You might have a certain experience, but the ladies might have a different experience, including myself. And it doesn't take away from our experience. I need everybody to understand that. It's unfair to be judged based on our experiences. We never judge you based on your experience. So I almost feel like it was a learning curve, a learning curve, for the lack of a better word, to sort of, I'm not going to say make an effort because I feel like you have already made an effort, but to still continue. I mean, you're saying that your husband went and got books and did things like that, where you realize that there could be a little bit more that I could do.
There's nice things now, like there's who's that cute baby, the duckies, they started a YouTube channel. They're influencers and I think musicians also. They started Alphabet is close, like a closer channel. So I think it's pretty great now there's people trying because honestly, Siba's young during COVID. When they sent those school packs, now I was like, I'm not doing this because I don't have the patience to teach Siba like how you say E-class, whatever. So I can put on YouTube.
I already he's corrected
channel.
Me that the Panther is not family.
Yes, and Siba's so opinionated. Like I don't have the time and patience to be teaching him. So if I can put a YouTube with this cluster and it's on, I don't mind. There's great... tools content. Now, so we can't like blame it now. There's no tools, whatever. But also, we're working and don't have time. So if there's books, that's great. There's YouTube, so there's
would
no
you
excuse.
Would you administer those books in terms of the content that he ingests, he consumes, for lack of a better word? No, not for lack of a better. It is
he's
the word
better.
He consumes it. So there must be example PG, which is parental guidance.
So we also try to make sure that he watches YouTube Kids. So that's our fight now. Because now Netflix he likes that 1, 2, 3 Go. I don't know if you know 1, 2, 3 Go. Those pranks. I hate that channel. It's the dumbest thing ever. Like, so what do you learn from this? Like, what do you learn from this? So we do. So we do try oversee the content. Especially consumes. Because it was also very important with him being at home during COVID. We didn't take him to school for a long time. So I think it is important as parents to be very aware of what your kids are watching. If you're not checking for that, you have a problem.
Sometimes the kids even learn something that you didn't know.
Siba teaches me things also.
He came back because you know Zulu, the colors in Zulu.
Yeah.
And I was like, so we read a color. I'm like, I don't know what this color is. He's like, Mommy, it's purple. I was like, oh, I didn't know purple has a color in Zulu.
What is purple?
I don't know.
You're not learning. You're creaming.
You're not absorbent.
Yeah, you're creaming. He's learning. All right, ladies, let's move on to grief and loss.
Oh. Is it the last one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you tired, Khumutso?
I guess, no, she had said two more.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, one more to go.
Mash is going. Listen, I want to particularly dive into grief and loss. Mm. Have you experienced that more so in the COVID-19 times? We're talking from every realm, from how you deal with grief and the amount of things that we have lost. Mm. And I know that you are an influencer. There, more so an alcohol influencer as well. Mm. I mean, with GH Mom, there are things that you...
Oh, sorry, guys. I'll bring it next time.
We'll hold you to that.
I promise.
Yeah, we're going to have another episode with Tepi on this one. And there are things that we've lost in in this time from 2020 to 2021, and I foresee 2022 as well, because it's going to take an estimated apparently of 7 years to vaccinate the majority of the country. I know, so am I. But these are the stats back then, but now they've opened it to 18 to 34 year olds, so we are eligible to go in and vaccinate. But initially, the estimation was that it would take 7 years to make sure that the entire country of South Africa is vaccinated.
Because it's still on 4 million right now, right?
Yeah, we've vaccinated. To date, we've vaccinated an amount. Okay, to create immunity needs about 60% of the country to be vaccinated. Mm. To put it in perspective, so far from yesterday, we've only vaccinated 10% of the country.
Okay.
10%.
Guys, please go get vaccinated.
I thought
2000
were coming in so strong.
But it's only 2 days.
But it's only two days. But one of the testing stations had said that 80% of the people who had come in were. I'm a 2000.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I saw the numbers.
I am over 2000.
So that's a good number, if I have to say that. But grief and loss has come through, has bit us in the butt, has quite honestly lingered quite longer than we would have liked. I mean, just yesterday I tweeted, COVID-19 has stolen so many people. Mm. They've taken a friend of mine, DJ Wandy from Kai FM, and I'll say, it's taken away Wandy away from me. Have you lost anybody in this time? Have you lost anything in this time? And I'm not saying anybody in particular, but I'm also saying jobs, campaigns, things like that.
Especially in the beginning, there were lots of jobs. Like, I think people were just like, what is going to happen? So a lot of campaigns were put on hold. And then, because also I'm very bad at saving, so I was pretty stressed last year. I'm just like... Oh man,
the rainy day,
where's that account? Like, you know, but then I think brands figured it out. But like you were saying with the alcohol thing, like we were supposed to go to France, but we were supposed to go to Champagne and do sobriety in France. So that took away like something really cool that I haven't done before. And our contract's about to end. So we didn't get to experience JH Mom like to its full capacity. But I mean, that's like small things. But like you just think about the people that like, you've lost. And it's like, I'm very grateful. Like my dad survived COVID at his big age. He's 73. He fought it. And he's fully vaccinated now. So thank heavens. I've lost like family, friends, and like just like knowing people, like you saying, like Wandy, like I met Wandy in passing at like, you know, at events and stuff. But like it's been very sad and just, it's very much unknown, which has also caused a lot of anxiety for me, apart from not knowing if a campaign will happen or not. It's just like it's made me, like me being a very social person, being out now, and like I love hugs. Like now I'm just like, don't touch me. Like, I'm very to myself now. Like, I've been home for months. Like, even when I was emailing coming here, I'm like, are we shooting outside? Like, is there protocols?
Is there a breeze?
Yeah, it's like open air. Like, I've just become very paranoid. So I'm like, I've become very paranoid, and it's not nice because I'm such a social person. I love hugs. I love kissing. Like, even teaching Siba. Like, we went out with Siba once. I took him to the Monte Cassino Garden Park. It was just him and I. And then I found myself like, running after him. I was like, no, be careful, because I hadn't taken Siba out to a park in so long where I've seen my child grow and he's capable of doing this, because he's been at school. And at school, I think I've been to his classroom twice because we have to drop them at 18.
Yes.
So it's like small things where now memories have taken away. I can't...
It's so impersonal.
Yeah, like now it's just like, I can't fully know Siba's teacher and all the other moms in the class. There's no more concerts. There's like, now they ask me for play dates and I feel like the asshole saying, no... We're that family that's super like scared of getting COVID, whatever, because we've been affected by it, because I was so sick. Jay was so sick. Don't want to go through that again.
You didn't get high the whole time?
Shit,
I was high the whole COVID experience.
High from what?
From weed. The fuck you think I'm talking about? I was high, girl.
How do you get high?
Do you know, Big Star Johnson, thank you very much. He hooked me the hell up.
I was crying the whole time when I had COVID.
That's your problem. Crying. That's why you should have been high.
I was in tears. Can I tell you some? Our room has a sliding door to
weed,
Siba's.
Green, by the way.
It has a sliding door to Siba's room and then a main room. So I had to lock it so Siba wouldn't come in, and then Jay locked the sliding door. And I would see Siba through the sliding door. So they isolated downstairs, and then I was upstairs. And Siba would come to the room and be like, I want my mom. Literally tears every day for 10 days. Like, I was like, Jay, please just actually tell me I'm at work in Cape Town. I was like, stop coming upstairs, because literally I cry. On Christmas Day, I was in isolation. I was like, this cannot be my life. It was like the first time not being with mom. Like, even thinking about it, it was
You got COVID at a fucked up time, girl. Shame.
My mom also had COVID during Christmas. In fact, she found out a day before Christmas.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what she went through.
You overcame it.
Yes! It was insane. It was so insane, because my gran was here from Cape. Look at me crying with you. My gran is here.
I'm supposed to be the crier.
So my gran from Cape Town obviously comes every holiday with my uncle's kids and whatever. So it's like a big family get together, happy times. But when we got results that my mom had COVID, it just turned everything upside down. I literally found myself having to do 100 million things, getting medication, making sure that we at least have some sort of Christmas.
Yeah.
That we don't feel like, hey, we're going through a dark cloud.
Yeah.
When my mom would get out of the room to go sit outside in the sun, so she would be like over there in the backyard.
Absolutely.
And we'd be here.
Yeah.
It was insane. And
it's so lonely.
It is, because we refused for her to sit alone for so long, because we were like, we're gonna go mad.
Yeah.
If we don't.
And like, even with all the technology in the world, it's still not the same. Yeah. Like, if FaceTime my mom, like, my mom is actually 7 minutes away from me. My mom bought us Christmas lunch plates and then she left them at the front door. And I was just like,
no.
New normal has been so painful.
I saw families where it was like, as a family, you just be like, you know what? Fuck it. You've got COVID, okay, we'll all sit together and just.
But that's also so dangerous.
And so irresponsible.
It is, because we react differently.
You think that we all heal from it.
Same,
I've seen families where the mother, the dad died at 3 o'clock, the mother died at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, it almost feels like it's the same day type of situation. Mm. So you have to, everyone's immunity is not the same.
It's not
so
the
this
same.
Thing, so this thing of let's get you all in one place and we'll all get it and we'll all
and
heal from
we
it.
Just sit,
it's not the same, because we all have different comorbidities that we might not necessarily know of. Mm. Ladies, just so that we don't make this episode a little bit too long, I think I also want to speak of this one. Different ethnicities. It made it into Zim Celebrities. Thank you so much, guys. We're quite the hits there by Zim Celebrities Instagram. We're talking about different ethnicities that we have floor crossed. You know, you have gone from Xhosa to Zulu to whatever, and which ones are the best for you? She has said Zim. I also agree with Zim. And yes, it's not an ethnicity. We get it. Let's go Shona for this case.
Mm.
She has said Sotho.
I said Zulu.
Hey, oh, shit, Zulu.
I was just against Zulu, but I've come to understand.
What did you say? Swati, hey.
Yes.
Because you're married to a Swati.
Sell out.
Because
South African Swati. No, it's a South African Swati, not like Swaziland.
Swaziland Swati. Tepi? The best you've ever dated in terms of ethnicities, floor crossing?
Make this sick.
Because I'm trying to figure out, because all the Xhosa guys I've been with all niece at me.
Yeah!
Brilliant. And
all
the Xhosa guys, they all niece at me.
Are they? They said you.
They said me, babes.
Yo, enjoy. You know what I love about heartbreak? Heartbreak will take you to Korea to go teach English, because we are Niswasan. You'll go from a brand manager to teaching English because I am Niswasan.
Awesome, man.
Tell me, the best?
We are Korea.
The best. I've only actually dated 3. Xhosa, Betty, and
make this. Donna.
Okay. Yeah, so I think Jay's the best. Betty.
Oh,
legit.
Yeah. Ah, your mom Mabari. Those are the best.
Hey, I just came from Polokwane. Your mom Mabari is the best. Okay, ladies, it's been a really awesome one. Yeah, Tippi, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was so fun. It was so chill.
This was probably the longest episode. No, not probably. This is by far the longest episode. And it is because it is a special edition. We are wrapping up the season, and we hope that you enjoyed it. Tippi, thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We wish you nothing but the best in your journey of life.
Thank you so much, guys.
We're going to have you back because we want to talk about influencers. Okay. We want to talk about this word that triggers people of influencers.
I'm an influencer.
These days being mad.
Mm. Yeah, so we want to unpack it and unpack it. This is what I do.
What's about kimumke, guys?
Because we're influencers, son.
What's about season two.
Sabrage, okay.
We're going to learn how to sabrage.
Oh.
No pressure.
No pressure. There's new rules to it now, so it's not as fun as it used to be.
I'm going to call the people to make the things
we'll
happen.
Organize
as well.
We'll organize it.
Actually, I don't have to. You're sitting at the same table as them, honey. Make it happen.
We got the girls.
Yes. I will, guys.
Ladies,
I will.
Thank you so much. It's been such an amazing season. I came in halfway into it because I came back from the number one regional radio station. Radio station in South Africa. I am a sought after radio broadcaster in South Africa.
Yes, girl, you go. Go, continue.
I can tell you, actually, I am quite amazing. I came in and you ladies accepted me so much, and I thank you so much for the amazing work that you are. You have such amazing work energy. You have a work ethic. That's the word I wanted. I wanted to say work ethic. Thank you so much. The gents also in the background. I found a new love, and his name is Nash.
Wow. We're going to have an on the table wedding, guys. Yay. Look out for it in one of the seasons.
So thank you, ladies. You've been amazing. And I think the next season is going to be nothing but amazing as well.
Amazing, yeah.
Let's do amazing shit. Yes.
For the sake of the podcast and for the love of the chillas, Nibuye season two, guys. Come back.
Ghosty.
Thank you.
Because see, they say we exclude you in these conversations, but half the time she's tipsy on the background.
That's why
it's not us, it's her.
I do so much behind the scenes. By the time I sit here and we're talking, I've like, you know,
I need a drink.
Only on the other hand, I'm forcing her to have alcohol half the time.
Yeah, but that's why she'll never be my friend.
Hey,
thank you, Tippi, for being
on the side.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Tippi, for being a great host as well. We've really enjoyed the episode with you. I think our energies just aligned from day one.
Yeah,
you know, it's just been amazing. Once again, thank you, Tippi, for being open.
Tippi, yeah. Vundla.
You've been really open.
Tippi knows when I speak to her, I speak to
her. Now me. I thought you were Vundla.
You see?
I told
Tippi
you guys.
Mind you, yeah, guys, tune in. Me, our energies are not aligned anyway.
She's a really genuine friend.
Okay, I'll accept
you. Look into it.
Yes. So,
yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tippi. I'm not saying Shilo. Come back, season two.
Thank you guys for having me.
All the best. How do we follow you?
On all social media platforms, it's at Tippi Vundla.
When are you planning to change your name? I mean, you're my Tippi, so I am Tippi. So.
Babe, my name is a brand. It's never changing.
Ooh. 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 Boom. Ooh,
drops my
I'll see to finish my day. That's how we wrap it up. Thank you so much. Follow, comment, and subscribe. It's been amazing. The crew, you've been amazing. Thank you so much. You guys are this is Mash blowing me kisses on the camera. I'm looking at you. Bye, guys. Yeah.
You guys can sit, they want to take some pictures.
They've taken pictures. No.